welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. It is your host, Montel. Happy Monday. It is great to see you back for another episode. So let's dive straight in with this week's mastery moment. So the mastery moment for me has to be dedicated to owning your story and the power that's within owning your story. So recently I shared over on my Instagram a post just giving more insight to my story, my background, some of the experiences that I've had. And this is actually something that is not easy for me to share. And especially as I am a personal brand mentor and a business mentor and a content creator, I know just how powerful it is to share your story, and I know how important it is to share that story with your audience. However, there's certain elements of my own story which I have found so difficult to share online, and I guess you could say it's down to the fear of judgment. What are people going to think about me? What are my loved ones going to say? People who know me personally? And then just also being so vulnerable is just something that I try to avoid. I mean, I do try to share as much as I can, but sometimes that vulnerability, it does get to me because I am a human like the rest of us. So I know firsthand how difficult it can be to share. However, on the other side, I know just how powerful it is. And especially if you are someone who aspires to have a business or become an influencer or share your story online, you have to become comfortable with sharing parts of your story that made you who you was today. So I know for myself that the things I shared over on my Instagram and the experiences that I shared with my audience are the literal things that made me who I am today. They're the things that got me into personal development in the first place. They're the things that made me realize that I am in control of my life and I need to stop being a victim of my circumstances and create the change that I want to see. So although I am successful and I'm able to tell you how to build a business and how to do this and that, I just knew that somewhere deep down I was unsettled. I was unsettled at the fact that I just wasn't sharing all parts of who I am. So the minute I shared that story, it just made me exhale. Like, I exhaled and I felt so free. And I know it sounds a bit dramatic, but I actually felt free, and I felt like I could confidently show up, share my story, be myself, and give my audience more of an insight into who I am, where I come from, and why I even started all of this in the first place. Because the truth is, if it wasn't for my story, I can't say whether I'd be here right now. I don't know whether I'd be on YouTube. I don't know whether I'd be recording these episodes. So it's just such a powerful moment in my journey, and I knew I had to give more insight, and the story is always to be continued. So as time goes on, I will be fleshing out more of my story, giving you more insight. But the amount of messages that I had from people, just so thankful that I opened up and shared, and they've been through similar situations, it just allows you to realize that you're not in this alone. But if there's parts of your story that you're avoiding, just realize that you are not alone. There's so many people who have similar situations to you. It's easy for us to feel like we're the only person on the planet who has been through a certain situation, but I can guarantee you're not the only one, and I can guarantee people may have had it worse than you as well. So opening up, finding your community, and sharing with your community is what's going to liberate you in the long run. So that is the mastery moment. Let's get into the episode. So in today's topic of discussion, we're going to be talking about how you can raise your standards and expect more out of life. But not only expect more, how you can actually get more out of life, how you can align yourself with the person you want to become, the standards you want to set, and the expectations that you want to maintain within your life. And I am more than qualified to teach you about this and to share with you my journey, because I firsthand have been through a transition where I've raised my standards, words, I have aligned myself with the vision that I had for my life when it comes to my career, my personal life, my relationship, my business, all of these areas. Although they're still a work in progress, I have definitely raised the bar and raised that standard. So I cannot wait to share with you in this video exactly what I did and the questions that I asked myself to align me to that reality. However, before we dive into today's discussion, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by my brand new program, The Confidence Bootcamp. So The Confidence Bootcamp is a four-week program for creative entrepreneurs and digital content creators who are ready to unlock their next level of confidence, believe in their own source, and take ownership of their success. So if this sounds like you and you're a creative entrepreneur who is going through cycles of feeling overwhelmed, self-doubt, lack of confidence, lack of clarity, not knowing where to get started in your journey, and just needing that support and that guidance and the methods and the tools to build your confidence so you can show up more powerfully, then this is going to be for you. So what's included in the bootcamp is four live training modules. So every single week, I will be showing up live to teach you a module. And the modules include things like module one, which is all about releasing fear, shame, and guilt, so you can show up more powerfully, you can understand what your triggers are, and you can implement different strategies in place to stop you falling into that cycle of fear and overwhelm so that you can confidently show up. Module two is about unlocking that confidence. So we're gonna look at creating your daily confidence routine, which is something that I did, and it was so powerful for me at the start of my journey, just having things every single day which challenged me, which questions my mindset. It really did help develop my confidence. We're also going to be looking at how you can use your intuition and build that a relationship with yourself so that you trust your expertise, so that you trust yourself more. Because if you don't trust yourself, it's going to be so difficult for you to show up as a creative, because you'll always be stuck in that fear, that comparison, questioning yourself, and it will paralyze you from showing up powerfully. Module four is going to be looking at getting your shit together. So we're going to be looking at what kind of boundaries do you currently have? What are your priorities? What are your non-negotiables? How can you set up some powerful habits and routines to align you to your next level self, to the most confident version of yourself? And then module four is all about leadership and influence. So it's all about identifying your leadership style and how you can use that to your advantage to show up powerfully. We'll also be looking at how you can really take charge of your own story and own your story and turn that previous pain into your power and allow that to help you grow a powerful community online. So as well as having the four live modules, there will also be four live coaching calls as well. So this will be a chance for you to ask any questions to me one-on-one, or if you want to discuss anything from the previous modules, you can ask in that session. It is going to be a group program, which makes it so much more powerful, because you're not only getting that support and that guidance from me, but you're also getting that support and that accountability from everyone else in the group who's in that same situation or in that same position as you right now. So it's going to be a super powerful, quick 4-week program to set you up for success for the rest of the year. So if you are just getting started on your journey of becoming a creative entrepreneur, whether that's aspiring or whether you've been in business for a couple of years, this is really going to be the kickstart you need to align you to that best version of yourself. So if you are interested in this program, you can definitely find out more down in the description box. It is currently on an early bird offer as well for the next week. So if you get in now, you can save £100 off of the price. I cannot wait to see you inside. Okay, now let's get into the discussion. So today we're talking about how to raise your standards and how to expect more out of life. And I feel like a lot of us have gone through a transition and an awakening, whether that's a spiritual awakening or just an awakening of self-awareness and who you are as a person. And what we found is that within this transition, we have to raise our standards and expect more out of life. If we want to achieve more, if we want to show up more powerfully, then raising your standards is going to be a given, because often the environments that we may have been in, the people that we may have been around, just don't align with the journey that we're now setting ourselves on. So in order to really elevate that, you have to raise your standards. And I'm not saying you have to become a completely different person and you have to act a different way and you have to just discard everyone everyone that was previously in your life. What I am saying is that you as the individual need to expect more out of yourself and need to have a higher standard for yourself. So right now you may be in a position where your thoughts just don't align with your actions. And what I mean by this is in your head, you expect more for yourself. You're so ambitious. You want to achieve so much. You know that you can and you've got that potential and you vision your life and all the success that you want to create within your life. But then on the other side, your actions do not correlate with the vision. Maybe you just find yourself procrastinating, you find yourself stuck in comparison or information overload where you're constantly seeing what other people are doing and comparing your life to others. And there's just that constant battle between your thoughts and actions, how you expect to show up and how you're actually showing up. And this is a sign that within that you really need to raise your standards and think about what that standard actually is for you. A lot of people aspire to have a better life and to achieve more in life, but they're not setting that standard. And I can definitely say that was the case for me as well. And in some ways, it still is the case because of course, we're always growing and evolving. So I know that right now, the standard I'm at is definitely a lot higher than it used to be, but I still am expecting more. I'm always expecting more. I'm always looking for ways that I can raise my standard. But I remember at the start of my journey of building my confidence, I didn't really have any standards when it came to men. Of course, I did have a certain level of standard, but it's nowhere near what it is now. So when it came to relationships, when it came to jobs, when it came to my life, I went through a period in my late teens where I just had no direction and I was kind of letting everyone else around me take the wheel. I was in a relationship which was pretty controlling. I was working two jobs which didn't really make me happy and I was just doing it for the money. I was in college doing a course that I found was okay, but again, it wasn't really what I wanted to do at the time, and I was just letting everyone else take the wheel and I was not taking ownership and I didn't really set a standard for what I expected out of life. And it wasn't until I went through my own transition and I went through my own awakening and my own personal development journey, I realized that I actually have a standard and I'm now going to stick to this standard. I'm not going to break this standard because I know that if I break the standard within myself, then I'm not living to my true alignment. So the first step for you is really getting clear on what that standard is going to be and what that actually looks like. So an easy way to do this is really just to get into that daydreaming mode and that vision mode and start visioning the life that you want to live, the person that you want to become, how you want to be showing up, the impacts that you want to create on the world. And once you've created that vision, you could either do this by brainstorming, or if you're more visual, you can go onto Pinterest and Canva and piece together a vision board, whichever way works for you. But you want to be able to see that vision so you can feel into it and understand what that standard now has to look like. So if you're someone who wants to become a successful businesswoman, you want to own multiple businesses, you want to have multiple teams, you have to ask yourself, is the person you are now at that standard yet? And if not, how can you elevate to that standard? Maybe that looks like implementing certain boundaries, or that could also be looking at the routines that you have in your life and where you need to implement more discipline, where you need to raise the standards with the people that you allow in your energy and the conversations that you're having. Are they negative? Are they positive? Things like this are how you're going to raise your standards, but first you need to understand what you want that new standard to be. Or another example could be looking at raising your standards in your profession. So if you're looking for your career or your job, instead of just applying for any and every job, set yourself a standard for what you are going to apply for and what you are not going to apply for. Because if you're just out here applying for everything and anything, then you're not really having a standard. So it's going to take a lot more time for you to get to where you actually want to be in life. And I know it can feel like, well, at the minute, I'm just going to apply for everything and then I'll work my way up. But if you set that strong standard in the beginning, yes, it may take a bit more time and a bit more work, but it is worth it once you get there because you've already elevated and you've jumped up that ladder. So the first step is getting clear on what that standard looks like. Then you want to start asking yourself, what are you not available for? So often we make ourselves accessible to everything and available for everything, but now it's time to start questioning, what are you not available for? So for me, I know that looked like not being available for certain crowds anymore, not being available for certain conversations, whether that be negative, gossiping, bitching. I decided I'm not available for that anymore. Another area in my life where I really had to think about what I'm no longer available for was relationships. I've been in a couple of relationships which didn't end the best, and I just realized that that was no longer my standard. I decided that I was no longer available for anyone who was not ambitious, anyone who was emotionally unavailable. Those are the type of people that I just decided they are not for me. That's not at my standard. Not to say there's anything wrong with them, but I just now have a higher standard for myself. So the third question, what you want to think about is, where do you need to set stronger boundaries? So is that within your relationship, within your friendships, around your family? Is that around eating? Think about the areas in your life where you need to set stronger boundaries in order to raise your standards, in order to allow more into your life. It is so easy to go through life not setting these boundaries, allowing people to walk all over us, allowing people to treat us any way and anyhow, and allowing ourselves to treat ourselves in any way as well. So this is why you need to have these strong boundaries in place, along with the things that you're no longer available for, so it will set you up to just automatically have a higher standard, because you're discarding the things that you don't want and you're allowing room for things that you do want. And then the fourth question when it comes to setting higher standards is, what are your non-negotiables? So think about your day-to-day life. What are the things that you will not negotiate, you are going to do day in and day out? So obviously you have the basic things like getting up, getting ready, brushing your teeth. They are already non-negotiables, but now you need to start thinking bigger. So go back to that vision that you've set for yourself and the person and the life that you want to live, and think about, if you was that person now, what were the steps that it took for them to get there? What were the things that became non-negotiable for them in their life, in their career, in order to get them to the level that they're at now? And then think about, what are some of the non-negotiables going to be for you? So in the beginning, if this is new to you, you of course want to keep this very easy and maintainable, because if you start listing off a bunch of non-negotiables, it's going to become overwhelming and you're going to find it difficult to stick to them. So what I would suggest is setting between 2 and 3 non-negotiable tasks every single day that you are going to commit to doing. So a few of mine are, 1 is yoga. So Monday to Friday, it's a non-negotiable for me to have a 10-minute yoga session. Another one for me is meditation, just because I know how it makes me feel and it really helps to calm and ease my anxiety and allows and just really sets me up for my day ahead. So I always make sure that I meditate. And then 3 for my non-negotiable is content creation. So I always try to make sure that I am filming or recording every single week. And those are just a few of my non-negotiables. But think about, what are your personal non-negotiables going to be, and how can you set yourself up to stick to them even when it's so tempting not to? So you really want to ask yourself, what are some of your personal non-negotiables? What are some of the things that you're going to stick to week in and week out? And you also want to start thinking about, what are some of the actions that you can implement to make sure that you are staying on track and consistent week in and week out? So now we're going to get on to expectations and how you can really expect more out of your life. And the way that you expect more is by doing more. It's by taking action. This is going to be the easiest way for you to elevate your life and attract more opportunities into your life, by taking that action and putting yourself out there. So I know there are areas in your life where you are not showing up to your full potential, and all you need to do is take some massive action. So I really want to challenge you to start taking that action, start putting a plan together for the steps that you need to take in order for you to get to where you want to be. And this all goes back to that big vision, which is why it's so important for you to understand what the vision is for your life and what you are climbing towards. Because if you don't know what that is, you're just going to feel confused and you're not going to be able to raise your standard and you're not going to expect more out of yourself. So think to yourself, what is that big vision? How do I reverse engineer it? How long is it going to take me to get there? And what are the daily action steps that I can take in order to get me there? also known as non-negotiables. And that's how you make it really easy, and that's how you confidently start taking action. When you start to break it down into smaller chunks, it becomes more achievable. It becomes easier for you to get to where you want to be. Another thing I would say is also to start playing up to your strengths. It's so easy for us to highlight our weaknesses and areas that we're not particularly happy with yet. But instead of doing that, of course, you want to work on them in the background, but you don't want to emphasize them and highlight them for everyone to see. You want to play up to your strengths. So whether it's in your life, your career, play up to the areas in your life where you know that you're the strongest, you know you can't be challenged, you know how to show up. Because once you display confidence in those areas, it makes it so much easier for you to show up in other areas, because you've already got that confidence, you've already attracted so many amazing opportunities, you've elevated your life, so it gives you that boost and that push that you need. And you'll also just realize that everything you want is already on the way to you, so you can expect more because you know how to align yourself by playing up to those strengths. So that is it for today's episode. I do hope you did enjoy this discussion. If you did, make sure that you do hit that subscribe button if you are watching on YouTube, or if you're watching over on the podcast, I would love if you screenshot this screen and shared it to your Instagram stories. Let me know that you are listening. And remember that all the information for my brand new program, the 4-week bootcamp, is going to be down in my description box. So make sure you do go ahead and check that out as well. But yeah, that is it for this episode. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.